I just wanna say, don't ever change.
Don't ever change now, baby.
And thank you.
And thank you.
I don't think we will meet again.
I don't think we will
and we
meet
must leave
again.
Now. Before the sun rises over the skyscraper.
Before the sun
and the city landscape comes into being. Sweat on my skin.
This mess we're in.
Morning, this is Maddie, Megan and Joe with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a Southeast Queensland secondhand brick supplier has been fined $1,200 after transporting a pallet of bricks with fire ants to a Central Queensland mine site. The company has been fined for breaching the biosecurity zone by sending the pallet to the Bowen Basin mine site. The fire ants had since spread to four other coal mines, needing a helicopter baiting program, which cost $1 million. The National Fire Ant Eradication Program would not name the business that had supplied the secondhand bricks. In Queensland, the maximum penalty for failing to comply with general biosecurity obligations is 3 years imprisonment or a fine up to $500,000.
Food Standards Australia New Zealand has rejected an application that would allow the sale of the plant Moringa oleifera as a food or ingredient, leaving growers in the lurch. The producers of Moringa, known as the drumstick tree, have made another application to allow it to be sold itself, despite it legal to distribute in the form of capsules and powders. Food Standards was unable to establish that Moringa was safe for human consumption, though TGA-approved medications can contain it.
In national news, a man holidaying in Byron Bay has suffered burns to his leg after a lithium-ion vape ignited in his pocket. Health authorities say he told them the vape was loose in his pocket with several coins. Fire Rescue and New South Wales is renewing its warning about the dangers of lithium-ion batteries. While Northern New South Wales Local Health District have confirmed the man went to Byron Bay Central Hospital with minor burns to his leg. Australian Council on Smoking and Health Chief Executive Laura Hunter said, quote, "Fires were inevitable because the majority of devices in Australia were imported illicitly and did not comply with fire safety standards."
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Melbourne on Wednesday to meet with Anthony Albanese, sparking mixed reactions. Modi and Albanese will be attending the three-day Australia-India Annual Leaders Summit to discuss defense and security efforts and initiatives to boost trade. To celebrate his visit, the Australia-Indian Foundation is holding a free event called Melbourne Meets Modi at Marvel Stadium. Pranav Agarwal, a spokesperson for the foundation, considers the international meeting a, quote, "celebration of the Australia-India success story." By contrast, the nonprofit Alliance Against Islamophobia organization is expected to protest the visit. Critics, including human rights organization Amnesty International, have raised concerns about the protection of journalists and discrimination against religious and ethnic minorities. Just earlier this week, a warning was given to a young person for threatening Modi online.
And in international news, Spain has become one of Europe's fastest-growing economies, but many workers are struggling to get ahead. According to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD for short, wages have failed to keep up with inflation. With unemployment and insecure work continuing to shadow the Spanish labor market, it's a stark sign that Spain's workers' spending power is unlikely to recover soon. The OECD points to the growing number of workers on discontinuous permanent contracts. It means that workers are classified to be on permanent contracts, but there can be long periods without pay or work, even though they are on permanent contracts. This marks the seventh year that Spanish workers have been seriously financially impacted since the COVID-19 pandemic.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently sunny with a 30% chance of rain. It's currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. There is a moderate fire danger warning with the UV index predicted to reach 4.6, which was in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Want to live your best eco-friendly lifestyle?